Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a vinyl heat jungle bass wobble and arranging it like a proper drum and bass edit. We're not just making a bass sound, we're making a bass line that can live inside a track with drums, space, tension, and a clear drop structure. In jungle and DNB, the bass is often doing a lot of the heavy lifting. It's the hook, the movement, and the pressure all at once. So the goal here is to keep it deep, rhythmic, and controlled. Set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That sits right in a really classic DNB lane, fast enough to push, but still easy to work with. Then create three tracks and name them clearly: break, sub-bass, and bass wobble. Keeping the session tidy from the start makes the whole process feel much more like a real edit and much less like random sound design. First, get a drum loop or breakbeat going. Even a simple two-bar loop is enough. This is important because DNB bass should be written against the drums, not after them. A lot of beginners make the bass sound first and then try to fit drums around it, but in this style it usually works better the other way around, right where the drums aren't. Leave space for the snare. Let the groove breathe. Now build the sub foundation. On your sub bass track, load operator. Set oscillator A to a sine wave. Keep it clean. No fancy movement yet. No heavy effects. The sub is your floor, so it needs to be solid and predictable. Turn on mono mode. If you want a little motion between notes, add a tiny bit of glide. Something subtle, around 20 to 60 milliseconds. That's enough to give it a bit of jungle attitude without blurring the low end. For the MIDI, keep it simple. You do not need a complicated line. Two or three notes can be enough if the rhythm feels good. Try a root note, then maybe the fifth for an octave jump. Use notes that sit comfortably low, like F, G, or A, depending on your track. The main thing is that the sub should feel stable and weighty. If the sub is doing too much, the whole track starts to wobble in the wrong way. Next, build the wobble layer. On the bass wobble track, load Wavetable. Start with a basic saw or square style sound. Turn on mono again so the bass stays tight. We want movement, but we want controlled movement. Add an auto filter after Wavetable and set it to a low pass 24 dB slope. Then use an LFO inside Wavetable or filter automation to move the cutoff. Start with a rate around 1/8 or 1/4 and keep the depth moderate. You want wobble, not chaos. After that, add saturator. Drive it a little, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. This gives you that vinyl heat feeling, like the bass has been touched by a little grit and pressure. If you want a bit more bite, you can add drum bus very lightly, but be careful. A small amount goes a long way, especially in the low end. Now separate the low end from the character layer. This is one of the most important beginner habits in DNB. Keep the sub clean. Keep the wobble and dirt on the mid-bass layer. If everything is on one patch and one chain, it's much harder to mix properly. Think in layers, not one giant bass sound. Once the sound is set, write a two-bar bass riff that answers the drums. This is where the edit starts to feel musical. Put notes in the gaps, not on top of every drum hit. Try a phrase where bar 1 asks a question and bar 2 answers it. That call and response feeling is very jungle. Use short notes for punch, longer notes so the wobble can breathe, and maybe one little pickup note at the end of the phrase to lead into the next bar. A really good beginner trick is to start with just 3 to 5 notes total. Don't overcomplicate it. If the rhythm is strong, the phrase will already feel like it belongs in a track. Add a second clip with a small variation too. In edit style production, having a second version ready is useful because you can swap phrases later without rebuilding the whole part. Now let's add some grime and texture. Use EQ8 on the wobble layer and cut unnecessary low end, below around 80 to 120 Hz. That stops it from fighting the sub. If the bass feels muddy, look around 200 to 400 Hz and trim a little of that low mid buildup. That area can cloud the mix fast, especially in jungle and roller styles. You can also add a little redux for subtle dirt, but don't destroy the sound. The aim is roughness, not mush. Now bring the drums and bass together and listen carefully. This is where the track starts to teach you something. If the bass overlaps the snare too much, shorten the note lengths or shift the rhythm slightly. In DNB, the snare is a major anchor, so the bass should usually dance around it rather than sit on top of it. If the bass and drums feel like they're arguing, simplify the bass pattern. Once the core loop works, move into arrangement. Duplicate the two-bar idea into a longer section in arrangement view. Start with a simple arc. Maybe the first 4 bars are the main phrase, the next 2 bars build tension, and the final 2 bars offer a variation or fill. Small changes every 4 bars go a long way in drum and bass. You do not need a brand new bass sound every 8 seconds. A tiny filter move, One extra note, or a brief mute can be enough to make the section feel alive. Automate the filter cutoff on the wobble layer so the sound opens and closes over time. You could keep it darker in the first part, then open it slightly as the phrase develops, then pull it back before the next section hits. You can also automate the saturator drive, or the amount of wobble movement, to give the drop a little lift. The trick is not to automate everything at once. Get the phrase working first, then add just one or two smart moves to make the arrangement breathe. Now shape the section like a real DNB edit. A simple structure works really well. Intro, drop 1, switch up, break down or reset, then drop 2. The intro can tease the bass with filtering or just the sub. The first drop should establish the main idea. The switch up can be a slightly more aggressive or more open variation. Then pull back for a reset so the second drop lands harder. That contrast is what makes the arrangement feel purposeful. Add short fills before the transitions. A snare roll, a reverse cymbal, a quick drum chop, or even a one-bar bass mute can make the next section hit much harder. Sometimes silence is the most powerful transition tool you have. If the bass disappears for a moment and then comes back, the return feels bigger without needing a new sound. A good simple arrangement target is 8 bars intro, 16 bars drop, 8 bars switch or variation, then 16 bars second drop. That's enough to feel like a real section, but still manageable for a beginner. And because this is an edit-style workflow, try to keep it easy to resample or reuse later. Think of each phrase like a building block you could pull into another track. Before you finish, do a few mix checks. Put EQ8 on the bass group if needed. Check the low end in mono and make sure the sub stays centered. Use utility to keep the sub narrow or fully mono. If the wobble is too wide, rein it in a bit. DNB low end should hit hard and stay controlled. Also, listen quietly. If the groove still makes sense at low volume, the arrangement and balance are probably in a good place. A few common mistakes to watch out for: making the wobble too wide, letting the bass mask the snare, distorting the sub, adding too much movement, or filling every bar with constant action. In this style, restraint often sounds heavier than overload. The weight comes from control. If you want to push it further, try a tiny octave jump for tension, or make one phrase more open and the next more busy. You can also resample the bass to audio and chop it like a breakbeat. That's a great next step once the MIDI version feels solid. Audio editing can make the bass feel more like part of the drum arrangement, which is very much in the spirit of jungle. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set the tempo to 172. Make a two-bar drum loop. Build a sine wave sub and operator. Build a wobble layer in Waveitable with a low-pass filter and light LFO movement. Write a simple two-bar riff using only 3 to 5 notes. Then duplicate it into 8 bars and make 2 small changes, one filter automation move and one note or rhythm change. Add saturator and EQ8. Then listen back and ask yourself, does the bass leave room for the snare? Does the sub feel steady? And does the sound like a DNB edit rather than just a loop? That's the big idea here. Build the sub first. Keep the wobble separate. Write in phrases. Shape the bass against the break. Use automation and arrangement changes to create real movement. And keep the whole thing tight, gritty, and playable. If you can make this work at a simple level, you're already thinking like a DNB producer.